This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Some people hate it, and a handful of people kind of enjoy it. Grow up. I'm going to do it again. I love the background of a story. I can't help it. It's just the way I'm constructed. I like looking at the characters. In the first place, you need to understand, Jesus isn't giving a story that happened in tradition that people knew about was something that in fact took place 150 years before. Jesus is making something up to make a point for this lawyer that asked the question, who is my neighbor? Well, Cheryl is my neighbor. Ian is my neighbor. The people who live next door to me, I can tell you who those neighbors are. But Jesus takes it further than this guy expected. He was hoping to get off the hook. And Jesus gigs him and puts him in really deep. Aggies, that's the only time I'll ever say gig in a sermon. The fellow going from Jerusalem to Jericho who got beat up on the road, he was in bad shape. No one could tell where he was from. He could have been from England, but no one knew. He was so beat up, he didn't have any outward signs that would let people know where he was from. He wasn't able to talk very well, so he didn't have an accent. And so there he is, lying on the road. As we follow this lineage in this progression of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus may have had on his mind the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a feast that honors the law and the prophets. It also is a feast that honors the first harvest of fruits. It's the Hebraic Thanksgiving. We do the last harvest in our American tradition in November, but in Judaism, they do the celebration on the first harvest. That has occurred a couple of stories ago. And so maybe Jesus had on his mind that this season of service in the temple was through. So a Levite and a priest were going back home. They had served and worked really hard on all these people coming to Jerusalem to honor that feast, and they were going home. They were tired. The Levite comes by first. Oh, well, actually, the priest comes by first. You would think if anyone's going to have compassion, it's a priest. Panhandlers, when I'm wearing my collar in my car, I just roll up the window and don't do anything because I've learned my lesson. This is a magnet. And everyone goes, oh, he gave a dollar there. He handed out a sandwich there. Whoosh. But when I don't have on my collar, I'll give a sandwich. I'll give a bottle of water. I'll maybe even give a dollar. Don't tell anybody, and I may give two cigarettes. But that's a professional hazard. So I have a little bit of compassion for this priest who had finished working hard in the temple during this season of festival. And then we have a Levite, the very religious part of the tribe. Same thing, he'd been at the festival most likely, and he was going home, tired, and he just wanted a home-cooked meal. And so it's a glance and straight on ahead. Then we had this Samaritan. Now, you could tell it was a Samaritan. We're in Austin, Texas. If someone from Long Island comes to Austin, you'll be able to tell you're not from here. Accents were kind of important. People knew the accent of the people in the region of Galilee. It was different from the people in Judea and Jerusalem. People certainly knew the different accent of the town of Samaria and the region around it. They knew those accents, and they didn't like them. But here this Samaritan comes by, and he has compassion on the guy, pours on oil and wine for healing. I have accidents all the time. We have about 5 huge pots of aloe vera. By the time summer's over, we've gone through 2 of them, thanks to me. So this is their version of aloe vera. He puts him on his own beast. He's traveling with a pack animal. Perhaps he is traveling through Jerusalem on his way to Jericho because he's a dealer. And he's not that kind of dealer. He's a trade dealer of goods and not those kind of goods. He's probably going to Costco and Sam's Clubs to pick up candied dates to take back to trade in his hometown. The reason I surmise that how it may have been for this guy, because he had a pack animal. Most people just walked, but he had an animal with him, and he was on his way to Jericho. It was a trading center, particularly for their product they were known region-wide for, which was dates. They've been known for that for 3,000 years. And Samaria, they had other things that grew from palm, usually oil. So maybe he was bringing palm oil back down to Jericho. So here we have a businessman. And he gives the innkeeper 2 full days of the usual pay for a worker. And if you go to the Holiday Inn in Dallas, have you been lately? It's going to cost you a day's pay. And he gives the innkeeper 2 days' pay. And he tells him, when I come back, I'll pay you whatever was left over that you spent on the fellow. Now, a denarius would have paid easily for food for the guy. You get a little bushel of dates, that would have been 2 pennies. You pay for some bread at the market, that would have been 1 penny. He had plenty of money to feed the guy, get some more oil and a little wine as antiseptic to keep working with the wounds that he had. I'll be back. I think we can perceive, or at least I do, that it was a plan that he would be back. It was his usual habit. So I think this guy was a merchant, was a businessman. He goes back to where he came from, and Jesus asks, or the attorney gets his question answered, who proved to be neighbor? And he said, the one who showed him mercy. The ultra-religious tribe didn't have time for that. The ultra-religious officer didn't have time for that. But the immigrant, the foreigner, he had time for that. So much so, he was quite generous. In this day and age, in the news, there is so much who is our neighbor. And the scriptural gospel answer, the one who is in need of mercy, who proved to be neighbor, the one who showed mercy. I'm not telling you how to answer that for yourselves, but read the scriptures and see if stuff in your own area of town needs to be addressed by this gospel passage. See if stuff that's happening in our nation and, must I say, on our borders, does that affect how we read this passage? The one in need of mercy, the one who proved to be neighbor, the one who showed mercy. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.